Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, compassion. What does it mean to have compassion? The dictionary defines compassion as a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. We heard in our gospel reading today about Jesus having compassion on his people, the people of Israel. The Greek word for compassion in our gospel reading is splakidzonai. It is a feeling in your gut, a feeling of emotion. It is defined as the inward parts, especially the nobler entrails, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys. These gradually came to denote the seat of affections. This is much the same way that we talk about having love in our heart instead of thinking about it in our heads. One's whole body feels this emotion, this compassion. Jesus felt in his body this feeling of compassion for his own people. And what brought about this emotion for Jesus? Well, he saw the state of his chosen people that they were living in, specifically how the religious authorities had treated them. They had been waiting for this coming Messiah, but the religious authorities had led them astray. They were harassed and helpless, tossed about by evil spiritual forces around them that were beyond their control. Their unfortunate spiritual condition is in part due to the failure of its spiritual leaders. And though they weren't sinless, the people were still led astray like sheep. Jesus wanted to send out laborers to care for his people and prays to his Father in heaven that this might happen. Well, Jesus answers his own prayer right away by choosing 12 of his disciples to send as apostles. The odd thing about this is that he sends them only to the people of Israel. Just last Sunday, we heard the Great Commission where Jesus sent out the disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So in a sense, during this reading, we are going back in time before Christ's arrest, his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. We may then ask, why only Israel? Well, Israel was God's chosen people. It was especially for them. They were the people of the promise. They were the ones watching and waiting for this coming Messiah. They were God's people, who he delivered and led out of Egypt. God's people who had seen him open the Red Sea and swallow Pharaoh's army. God's people who had seen the walls of Jericho fall at the sound of the trumpet. God's people who had seen him deliver and preserve them repeatedly. Their ancestors had seen these mighty acts of God, and they were now still waiting and watching for their coming Messiah. God had given to the people leaders to guide and direct them, but as time went on, these leaders began to lead the people astray. They led not with the compassion that Jesus showed, but with pride in their own works, pride in their ability to fulfill the law, or at least the thought that they could fulfill the law. They used this pride to show how much better they were than the rest of the people. And as a result, God's people were led astray. They didn't always stay on the straight and narrow. Well, true, the people of Israel sinned as we do, but at this time especially, the religious leaders weren't helping to get them back on the right track. Jesus saw what had happened in the past, and he had compassion on them. He wanted to care for his people. And so he sent out the apostles. For the harvest was plentiful, but the laborers were few. Not all the people followed Jesus to where the disciples and the apostles were sent. And while in the end Christ indeed came for all, he first came for the Jews. Jesus started with the people who were promised his own coming. And at times it appeared that Israel was supporting this idea of Jesus as the Messiah. The support for Jesus seemed especially promising on Palm Sunday when the people cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" The people of Israel, except for the religious authorities, wanted Jesus to deliver them. They wanted Jesus to have mercy on them, to have compassion on them. But within that next week after Palm Sunday, their cries of exaltation would be turned to cries for his blood to be spilled instead. Christ came for the people of Israel to have compassion on them, but they crucified him. We may want to look back to when Christ was crucified and shake our heads in disgust as we remember, but then we remember our sin, my sin, your sin, the sin that Christ took upon himself to the cross for us. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Christ may have come to save the lost sheep of Israel, but in his great compassion, in his great splakidzomai, try to say that 10 times in a row, in this compassion he died for all. He died for the sins that we commit when we fail to have compassion on and to love our neighbor as ourself. He died for the sins of when we go astray from his word, which directs our lives. As he walked upon this earth, he not only suffered with us, as the word compassion addresses, but he suffered for us on the cross, and he rose again on the third day on Easter. So he continues to lead us through this life and to set an example for how we are to live. We see how to have compassion on those around us. We suffer with them, not for ourselves, but in order to spread the message of the gospel to the entire world, to have compassion on others as we care for them. We suffer with them. Jesus' ministry started in and to Israel specifically, but it didn't end there. The harvest spoken also includes you and me. As Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." In his compassion, Christ died and rose for you and me for the forgiveness of our sin. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.